welcome to another episode of BitNotes. This is David Collins, and we are going to be talking a bit about the IDIC Music Fest coming up in here in Dublin this April. So have a listen and hope you enjoy. Hey again, everybody. Welcome to another episode of BitNote. So, I remember recently, on Christmas, I had an interview with Emer Noon, who talked all about the IDIC Music Fest. It is on this April, 2nd to the 4th, in the Convention Centre here in Dublin, and basically it's going to be a celebration of all things musical, in terms of video games, of course. There's going to be a selection of great video game music composers there. There's even going to be music composition workshops. There's also going to be Video Games Live, which is an orchestra that makes all these fully orchestral renditions of video game music. There's so many awesome things going to be happening this April, and I thought I'd just talk a bit about it and also give you a preview of some of the cool reasons why this is just such a great thing to go to. So to start off with, I think I'll quickly mention one of the guys getting everything together, Tommy Tallarico. Tommy Tallarico is a very talented music composer who's made music for a lot of games, so many. He's even gone into the Guinness Book of Records as a result. And I played his music on the show a couple of times before. Once, of course, from the Earthworm Jim games. They were classic for the Mega Drive. Also from Aladdin from the Mega Drive. And, of course, Advent Rising, where I played some really great orchestral stuff from it as well. And he's also done music from a lot of other games, such as The Bard's Tale and such. So I played music from him as well, and he's going to be there at the IDIC Music Fest, so that's definitely one reason to be there. But there's also going to be another guy there that I wanted to talk about, and that is Christopher Tin. Now, I've played a bit of music from his album before, Calling All Dawns, but I thought I'd go a bit more to detail a bit about Christopher Tin's story. Basically, he was a composer. He managed to do some work for filmmaking, such as, for instance, X-Men 2. And then, basically, through contact, he was brought on to make the main theme for the game Civilization 4. So he just went down, he made that theme, and boy, was it a great theme. So, without further ado, I'm going to dive right into the main theme of Civilization 4, which was called Baba Yetu, which features the Soweto Gospel Choir, and of course it was composed by Christopher Tin and turned out to be, let's just say, a really great thing, both for him and for everyone who gets to listen to this. So here he is, Baba Yetu. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy.
Baba yetu yetu liye mjina la kweli tuzbe
That is just a great piece of music. As I said, it was from Christopher Tin. It was featuring the Soweto Gospel Choir. It was the main theme for Civilization 4, which was developed by Firaxis Games. And, of course, one other thing about it, the whole thing is in Swahili. Yes, Christopher Tin wanted to make a great theme for Civilization 4, and went with Swahili. Now, actually, this kind of leads on to something else. Basically, the track, the main theme, got such an extremely positive reception. So Christopher Tin worked on it, and a few years later he came out with an album called Calling All Dawns, which featured that track as the first song in it. In fact, Calling All Dawns is actually quite an interesting track. It's basically a classical crossover thing, which is what I learned about it from Wikipedia, but still don't quite know what fully means, but I think it means, you know, a lot of different styles. It's basically got every song in the album is in a different language, and yes, one of them is even in Irish, which is pretty neat. And essentially it's kind of meant to show the different movements of the day, you know, morning, afternoon, evening, and nighttime. And what's more, it got nominated for a Grammy, and what's even more is it won 2 Grammys. The album itself won a Grammy for classical crossover, and the track I just played, Baba Yetu, won a Grammy for best music composition. So this music composition that was made for Civilization 4 became the first bit of video game music ever to win a Grammy. And that is a huge achievement. So as you can see, Christopher Tin did all this, and he will be appearing here in Dublin April 2nd to the 4th at the IDIG Music Fest. IDIGMUSIC Fest. So the Dublin Video Game Music Festival. So it's going to be quite a heck of a lot of time. And of course, he'll be giving some talks, and maybe you'll get to chat to him and stuff. Like I said, this game was for the game Civilization 4. I haven't played too much of the Civilization games, but since last time I did actually get to dig a bit into Civilization 5 and one of the other Civilization games, and it is kind of an interesting series. But before I dive in, why not play one other track from Calling All Dawns? I don't think this one actually appeared technically in Civilization 4, because it appeared in his album later on, but I still think it's a good track, and it's still good demonstration. So remember, this is by Christopher Tin, who will be here at the IDIG Music Festival this April. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy.
Forsheet, come on this soul, but born.
And what you just heard there was Ham Safar featuring Susan Dehim, and it was composed by Christopher Tin on the album Calling All Dawns, which was created after he created the main theme tune for Civilization IV. So the Civilization games, they're something I heard a lot about, but I didn't really quite plunge into until kind of recently, and I still haven't really played into it enough. You see, one thing I never quite got is that it's kind of like a board game, in the sense that, you know, you don't so much complete the board game as you win a game at a board game, and then you have another board game. And so, regardless of whether you're playing with actual human beings or the computer is playing the opponent, each game is basically randomly generated terrain with somewhat randomly generated civilizations in a deployment, and your objective is basically to make sure that your civilization is the most prominent civilization in the world. It's a little like Risk, I guess, you know, where, except instead of just the placement of all the pieces is randomized, so is the entire board and landmass. And what you do get to do is choose which civilization you are. You can be Americans or Russians or Aztec or Celtic, Japanese, Chinese, and there's some ones that currently exist or ones that existed far in the past, like the Ottoman. I think when I had a go at it, I played some African civilization that was developed a couple of centuries ago, existed for about 200 years, and then was completely wiped out by some foreign invasion. I think the game was saying, well, maybe, you know, with you playing as this, they can get a second chance and do better this time, you know, because, you know, their civilization didn't work in the real world, so maybe in this fantasy world you can work better, which is kind of a nice idea. And the idea is that, you know, so you set out your civilization, which when you choose basically changes your themes and the name of all your capital cities. Because for instance, if you're English, your capital city is London, or if it's American, it's Washington, and all this sort of stuff. And if it's a civilization you don't recognize, it's the name of a city that you don't recognize. So it all kind of works out. And essentially, all the civilizations are deployed and you have to basically aim for a victory. Now, what sort of victory? Well, you may have thought that it's just about military conquest. You know, you just build an army and you conquer all the other countries. And you'd think that that would be what it was, because that's what most games are. But Civilization is a bit cleverer than that. The fact is, there's several different types of victories. There's like a cultural victory, where it's kind of like America in the current world we're living right now. Cultural exports take over the world and are most prominent, or religious victory, where basically the religions that you found suddenly take over the whole world. So I guess, I don't know, India would be the equivalent, or I don't know, or Middle East, I don't know. Anyway, the point is, there are many different ways of conquering, and of course, standard military victory and such. And I think there's even stuff like tourism. So it's like, you start out very primitive. You start by basically forming cities and stuff, and then you gradually unlock more stuff like making iron and you know, increasing technology like ballistics things and canals and stuff. And gradually you're able to build up monuments and then great tourist attractions or works of art and stuff. And basically the idea is you kind of meant to progress from like the Stone Age all the way into, I believe, into sci-fi, but I haven't quite finished a full round of this first. And let me just take a quick tangent to say, you know, I've spent hours in this. I didn't even finish a single game of Civilization. I mean, you know, I've completed full games in a 6-hour period. And now with this game, you know, you just, even with that time, you still don't complete a single game. It's still like, and you know, like, this is a game that's meant to be played multiple times. So, boy, you can spend a lot of time in it. No wonder a lot of people talk about it. But as I said, as you develop, you can develop works of culture. And this is where things get kind of weird. Because in the game engine, there's like a list of great works of art you can make, or a list of great monuments you can build. And as you develop as a civilization, you get these completely independent of what original civilization you started out at. So for instance, you could be Celtic, you know, and you could have your city, you know, found all these different cities, one may call Dublin. And then you find out that, great, you can make a great monument to celebrate your achievements, and so you build the Pyramids of Giza. Or then you can have things like you're the Aztecs and they can make the Mona Lisa. Or, of course, Americans making a terracotta army. So you see, it's kind of weird in that, you know, everything is randomized. You all put on the mask of a different culture. It's kind of like play and make-believe, like cops and robbers. But as the game progresses, it can do some things that seem very dissonant with the actual things that it's built on. So, for instance, there are many different stories of people who play Civilization and talk about how Gandhi completely whooped their ass by completely conquering them, which is, as you can see, pretty humorous. That's a lot of the humor in the game, of course. You go back to all these ancient or current civilizations, they do very unexpected things about them as the gameplay emerges. The game developers put so much effort into getting each civilization their own style and their own marks, and there's a lot of research, even if the game, as the game progresses, it's hardly going to be historically accurate. If you get something like, you know, if you get some obscure tribe suddenly being able to become the dominant of the world, but it's still kind of interesting and it still gives you kind of a look back on how human things developed. So, that's Civilization for you, and that's also Christopher Tin, who's likes and made the music for one of the games. And with that said, I think it's time to move on to some more video game music, full on the theme of I Dig Music Fest. I think I'll prepare you for something else that's going to be topping up at the music festival, and that is Video Games Live. Video Games Live is basically this whole orchestra that does full renditions of classic video game tunes. It was founded by Tommy Tallarico and Jack Wall, and there's just a lot of great stuff going on with it. Before I go any further, why don't I just play a classic? Why don't we do the opera version of the Tetris theme? Yes, the classic Tetris we all know and love, of the Falling Blocks game, and Video Games Live did their own rendition of it. So, have a listen and hope you enjoy. Was Tetris, the original opera version from Video Games Live, the Level 3 album. That is a classic track, and actually the Level 3 album was actually created as a result of Kickstarter, and they've, I believe, a Level 4 is on the way, so soon we'll have four total albums created by Video Games Live, which should be available on pretty much any platform that you want to download them on. So, Video Games Live, as you can see, they've created a lot of really great tunes, they've created a lot of fun stuff, and basically, like I said, Video Games Live will be available here in Dublin It's from the 2nd to the 4th of April in the Convention Centre for the IDIG Music Fest, or the Video Games Music Festival here in Dublin. And there's going to be a lot of great composers, including Tommy Tallarico, Eimear Noone, who I interviewed, and as I said, Christopher Tin. And it's just going to be a lot of happening. There's going to be workshops as well, where you can learn a bit about how to compose your own stuff, you know, even if you know nothing about it. And you'll also be able to chat to some real video game music composers or hear them talk at various events. So it hopes to be a full thing, even a bit of cosplay involved if that's something that interests you. And it seems to be like a full, like, full-on event. So I hope to see you there. I'll definitely be there. Feel free to chat. And I think I'll leave you now with the Zelda 25th Anniversary Overture Original, which is also by Video Games Live. I don't know exactly what their score sheet for what they'll be playing at this Video Game Music Fest will be, but this is still some great example of their work. So this has been David Collins at BitNote, playing some great video game music, and I'll be attending the Video Game Music Festival here in Dublin, and hope you do too. So, I'll leave you with Zelda 25th Anniversary Overture Original. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy. Thank you. the I Dig Music Fest.